Right. Welcome. It's Jen. And we are back for if you're in real time. Well, nobody's here yet. We'll see if we have any visitors coming. This is being recorded on September, July the 26th in real time. And the theme that we are going to be focusing on today is navigating transition. So just a quick recap. We're going to start with just a moment of providing a little context around what for this theme, a little intention around it to take you deeper. We're then going to go into a little somatic movement, which I'll explain a little bit more as we get there. We will then take an opportunity to do a little bit of breath work, which I'll explain when we get there. And then we will go into the big thing that we're here for, the visualization. So starting with some context, starting with some intention. Navigating transitions. And isn't it so perfect that one of my clients this morning reached out and said, Jen, I am choosing to cancel. I am in the transition. The kids are getting ready to go back to school. I was double stacking meetings, planning in different time zones. I'm still breathing. I'm still doing X, Y, and Z. And she said near the end of the message, I didn't start planning in time. And so what I let her know is when we go into your next coaching session, let's work with that. So it's obviously a very real thing if I just had a conversation with a client about it this morning. So navigating transitions, this is a big thing for our sacral chakra. And the sacrum is the part of the body down in the lower back. So this is a very sacral chakra thing. And I share that because I'm going to be bringing in a lot of sacral chakra things into our experience today. So maybe in our space today, we simply notice how we are transitioning from thing to thing to thing in this 30 minutes. I really want to invite you to feel it. Feeling what you want is a huge part of how you will come to create it. And that's typically what's challenging for people is we have a hard time feeling the thing we want to create. So I really want to let this be a feeling of transition. Even if you notice I'm talking slower, putting more space between my words. More space between the things. That's me building in transition for you. All right, loves, we're going to get going. I think we all know the importance of navigating transition. We notice it with the school year. We notice it with the seasons. If you're a business owner, you might notice it as seasons of transition in your business. You might notice transitional seasons in your relationship. Transitions are everywhere. And some of us have an easier time than others. You know, throw in a little bit of ADHD or OCD, some stuff like that, some wiring things. That could just throw us for an even bigger loop with transition. So we're here to honor where each of us is with that. As always, beauties, if you are enjoying these, please share the registration link so any new members can subscribe and join us. The more people we get on the journey, the more power we can create. Before we transition into some somatic movement, let's just let it be really slow. We're in that between space. We came into the room, gave a little space, checked in on the context of what does it mean to navigate transition? You know, what's the intention here? I'm building a little space before we go into some somatic movement. We can build in space to transitions anywhere we say. So before we get into our movement and I tell you what's up, beauties, just a reminder that the reason somatic movement is becoming so popular and you hear a lot of talking about somatics is it's letting your body take some movement. And very often it is intuitive movement. It might be an invitation that I might make, but letting yourself really feel your edges, let it flow for you. It might be, you know, even kind of moving like an animal. If you've done some with me in Charlotte or before, you know, we may have had ones where we kind of pretended we're in the body of a wolf and move like a wolf. It helps us heal. It helps us let go of frenetic energy, stress, tension, and it helps us get back into our body and get to know it in a different way. And maybe even sometimes get out of those human constructs just a little bit more. So somatic movement. And y'all give me one sec. I'm actually just going to grab a timer because we're going to do the movement for a full minute at the very least. You can do it longer. And I'm going to time the breath work. So just give me one sec. I want to get a timer for us. So for the somatic movement, as always, if this is not for you today, you are welcome to just be sitting down, lying down. You can skip this. This is just part of the package, so you can really give things a try here. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a nice little flow. And the two poses that I'm going to be inviting are a wide-legged forward fold and a goddess pose. So let's maybe just try each posture by itself so you can see what it feels like. So for your wide-legged forward fold, if you're going to take that with me, simply come up to a standing posture and decide how wide you want to take your legs. They don't have to be the widest you can go today if you're feeling a little bit tender. You find your width. And then just checking in with the bottom half of the body first. I want to invite you to really kind of imagine you're rooting in the big toe mounds of your feet, that inner part of your heel, the outer part of your heel, the pinky toe mound, and you're really rooting down through the outer blades of your feet, almost imagining that you're pulling energy from the earth up through your legs into your body. And so maybe just inhaling your arms up over your head, and folding forward, letting your hands hang, letting them be on the earth if they can touch against your legs, on blocks. Just feel what that forward fold feels like. Just kind of get that in your body right now. And then we're going to come up and come into a goddess. So you can feel that before we take a minute flow together, loves. So keeping your legs the same width, just come up to standing. For goddess, you might want to turn your feet out a little bit more to maybe a 45 degree angle, I would say. And you're going to kind of bend in deep into your knees. So imagine your knees are more at 90 degree angles, and you're going to lift your arms at 90 degree angles, and your palms are just going to be kind of facing straight out. So that's your goddess pose. And so my invitation is, if we just start with the legs wide, bring the hands up like goddess. We can take an inhale, exhale, squatting down into goddess, inhale, coming up, exhale, folding forward into your wide-legged forward fold, and just start to come at your own flow, beauties. Just letting your breath guide your body. Let your breath invite your body from shape to shape. Your body is literally navigating transition in this very moment. So just feel the in-breaths, feel the out-breaths, and feel yourself flowing from your wide-legged forward fold into your goddess. And these are both to support the sacral chakra. And that sacral chakra is the part of the body, that the part of the energy body that gets a little bit challenged when we are navigating transition. So let your body feel this. Feel the flow there. Feel the ease there. Feel you can go at any speed. You probably heard my little timer there, loves. So just notice for you, do you want to come to stillness? No one is here live. So maybe you pause it and maybe you come back to the rest of the stuff I'm doing and maybe you keep doing this. But I want you to really notice what this feels like in your body. And if you need to pause this right now and do a little bit of writing while it's fresh about what does it feel like to navigate from transition to transition with your breath guiding your body from that stance to the other that are designed to support this part of the body. Feel free to mute or not mute me, but pause me and then unpause it when you're ready. Let this work for you. So whether you're coming off pause or you are ready to keep moving through, we are going to come into some breath work. And my invitation for breath work is we're going to do this for anywhere from 2 to 3 moments. And if that's not for you, just let yourself come to a regular breath pattern. Spending more concentrated, intimate time with breath can do nothing but support us, nothing but make us more present, nothing but make us more aware. So the reminder that what for breathe, many of us running around our culture, around the world, are very shallow breathers. We do not breathe deep enough. We are not engaging in practices and modalities that do it. So we're here. And when we are engaging with intentional breath work, we are letting our breath go deeper into the body, saying, hey, you're safe. You have what you need. You are okay. When we breathe deeper, we receive more oxygen. We have more energy. When we have more energy, we have more time. So breath is really, really that tether to life. So the one that I'm going to invite us to practice together today, loves, it is a form of breath called Ujjayi. And this is a pretty popular one. And you may have done this before. Ujjayi breathing is actually the breath where it sounds like waves. Now, in our last session, if you're doing these linearly in order, that one I invited you to sound like waves, but we didn't do Ujjayi. I just wanted you to let your breath be natural. And we did the Ujjayi that way. So I'm going to explain now what the Ujjayi is. In the nose and out the nose is how we're going to breathe. We're not going to be opening our mouth at all for this. So we inhale through the nose and exhale. And there's kind of a spot, like if you were to touch maybe the back of your throat, kind of where your neck and like your chin meet, that area, you're going to kind of let the breath pass. And I'm going to make the sound for you right now. It's almost like you would open your mouth and have a mirror in front of your hand. You pretend your hand's a mirror and just go. That is going to be how you're making the breath sound on your exhale through the nose. So just. And so we are literally going to be transitioning ocean waves in and out with this Ujjayi breath. So I'm going to start that now. So just breathing in. Really getting into that rhythm with your ocean ujjayi breath. Feel the transition from each inhale to each exhale. Maybe you even feel the transition in between the breath itself. Notice the transition in your breathing. Feel the transition. See the waves roll in. See the waves roll out. Now check in with you and decide what will support you best. Do you keep moving through the remainder of this session with me, or do you pause it? And do you continue on with your ujjayi breath? If you're stopping, when you stop, just let your breath return to normal breathing. Maybe feeling your rhythm of breath a little more fully and just pausing to notice in your transition space between breathwork and visualization. Just feel that. Notice what that was like for you. Notice any shifts that may have occurred in your space. And if you want or need a little time right now to just journal, feel what that was like for you, I want you to take it. Part of how we start committing to new things is really getting deeply present to the impact of what for doing them. How do they feel? What are they providing for us? If you're off pause or you're continuing to go, I want to invite yourself to get a little bit cozier now. We visualize to support the body in many, many ways. That's on my website. We're not going to get into that again. But something newer that I wanted to share, in case this is true for you. If you struggle to visualize, that doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. It doesn't mean you should not be here and cancel your subscription. It means you're in an aligned place. There are parts of our executive functioning skills in the brain that we all need to practice developing. We're all wired differently. And so if you struggle to see things, that part of your brain might be needing a little bit of support. So we're here to practice, okay? We are here to practice. So notice if you want to be sitting and get yourself comfortable for that. But if you might want to lie down for this, come onto the back. Notice if your head or your neck wants some support. Notice if it would feel good to bring your feet together and let your knees open in a pose we call Supta Baddha Konasana. If you do that, notice if you want to support the outside of the knees. If one knee is higher than the other, or this feels pretty deep and unsettling, please do. If you have a blanket or a little weight, you might want to cover your body. This can be a little bit open. And maybe you have your upper body supported with a bolster, blocks, or something like that. So get settled. Start to come back into the rhythm with your breath. And just remember what that ujjayi was like and let it pull you back in. Let your body start settling in. Notice if you can get any more comfortable. Where do you want the support under you? Where do you want the support on you? And if you're seated, you know, just making sure you feel grounded, making sure you feel rooted, making sure your spine is straight. Settle into your nest. Your seat, your bed, your posture. The transitioning into your visualization. You get to have a minute. Just notice that. You get to have a minute to transition in here. So again, to really work with the energy of our sacral chakra here, I want to invite you to begin imagining a flow of energy moving back and forth, transitioning back and forth from your belly button to your perineal region. And if you imagine the fleshier part, maybe between your anus and maybe between, where we give birth, that fleshier part in there, you know, kind of that pelvic floor region. Just notice that. Just feel and see the energy moving from your belly button to that perineal region. We want to get this part of your energy centers activated, moving, brought online. And as you see it move, maybe it's orange. And just imagining this transitioning orange light from belly button to that area. And you see it start in one area, transitioning to the next, pausing there, transitioning back. Just keep that going as long as you want. Maybe you pause it. Maybe you stay in that space for you. Maybe there's a lot for you with color. Maybe you're feeling a lot with this region. And remember, just don't get attached to your experience. We all feel these things differently. See the energy flowing. Feel the energy flowing. Remember that feeling of flowing from shape to shape that we had a minute ago. Just bring that into where we are now. Remembering what it was like for your body to flow from wide-legged forward fold to goddess. That feeling for you. Remember what it was like to feel from your inhale ujjayi to your exhale ujjayi. And there's just orange light encapsulating you. Bright orange healing light. Just imagine that you're receiving it, all of it fully. Orange is a powerful color for our sacral chakra. Transitions occur seasonally. School schedules, chapters of your life, chapters of your business. Let's just take a moment right now to remember that transitions are natural. Transitions are natural. So I want to invite you to choose any area of your life at all that you are doing pretty well already with transition. And just take a moment and acknowledge where you are already doing well with your transition. Acknowledge that if you have that available. And just check to see if you have the awareness. If not, don't worry. My loves, remember part of what this does is it opens up your unconscious and subconscious mind. So you might not have the answer now. It might come later. Some of you might be working with me. We might unpack it in a coaching session. And just notice what makes that area more simple for you, more easeful for you. Can you put your finger on anything that might be allowing you to make that area of transition more simple? Just notice. And again, you might pause here to extend this, do some writing. You might keep going. Now I want to invite you to go to the other edge. Notice an area, any area you're having challenges with. It could be working better. Maybe your growth area. Remember, we all have edges to grow into. We all have edges to grow into. You are doing great. You are here because you care. Give yourself a break if you have space today, please. So I want you to notice what makes that area more challenging for you. Maybe there's something going on right now. Maybe you can feel that. Maybe you can see that. Just notice what makes that a little more challenging for you. You know, is there a lot of moving parts? Are there other people involved? What makes that particular area in life of transition more challenging for you to navigate? Just like some road trips, flights are more challenging to navigate, right? We have those in life too. And again, pause if you need it. Check in. I'm going to keep moving because I want to honor the 30-minute promise of the video. I want you to imagine yourself. And you notice that those areas that are a little more challenging, you notice something different. Who you're being about it, the way you're feeling about it, the way you're showing up, the way you're thinking, the way you're speaking, the actions you're taking, it's different. You notice that you're able to bring in some of those skill sets that you use in the times of transition that are easier for you, more gentle, more your speed. And you start noticing that you can bring in one muscle from one area into the next. Wow. You're brilliant. You're powerful. You're magical. Maybe just knowing you can do that changes the game for you, but you can. If you are navigating transition in one area of your life more easily, you have that muscle built. It's now time to integrate it and practice using it into the other areas. See yourself putting down control if that's a thing for you. Just imagine you are picking up and putting down whatever is not working for this, knowing it's a practice. Leaning into what will make this more simple and easy. Trust, power, support, the belief that it's possible, joy, all those things. See you putting down what's getting in your way of transitioning with more ease and leaning into more fully what will give you access to this. I want to invite you to have more of your focus on what you want to create, powerful beauty. And if you need to pause this and be in this part of the visualization longer, pause it, do it. What do you need for smoother transitions? Is it like the client that I mentioned this morning? Do you need to plan further out? Do you need to work with a coach? No shame in that. I've always had coaches for the past 10 years. It rocks my world. People who are up to a lot are the ones who are using coaches. Notice if you need that, want that. Do you need to practice more yoga to feel it in your body? More somatic movement, dancing, walking. The mind-body connection matters for your navigation, boo. What does your body need? If you're in Okra, or if you're in Charlotte, come and see me at Okra. Do you need to spend more time breathing? There's lots of things you can do to breathe, sitting, coming here. I'll have my certification soon. Make requests if you have any. I'm here for you. To navigate transition, you get to honor your rhythm, your flow. Your strategy gets to be yours. The being that you show up with before the strategy gets to be yours. And so for the last moments, I have the room open to honor your time. Notice the transition that's everywhere. There was a transitionary period from you getting in the room, from me starting to talk about context, in between all the things we did. The transition I'm putting in between the sentences right now, very on purpose, even between my words. If you come to my deep stretch class in Charlotte, you know that I invite everyone to stay for a full 5 minutes to start to transition and stay for a full 5 minutes at the end in Shavasana to transition out. I invite people to move really slowly in between poses, to stop and pause. So with that little insight, just notice if you can create how you're moving in your life a little bit more, how I create a deep stretch yoga class. High level, they're no different. Let's wrap our mind around that. High level, they're no different. So beauties, it's been 30 minutes. I want to honor your time. If you have space, I want to invite you to sit with this longer and just notice what's coming up. As always, I like to keep a journal open for a full 24 minutes or so after something like this, because you might not get the insights you need or want here. It might come on the back end. Don't try to control your experience if you have space to give yourself permission. There's no linear process. This all happens differently. And I'm here to support you and have a lot of other people and things as resources too. Please do not hesitate to reach out to let me know how I can serve you. Remember that we're all practicing making the navigation of transitions more simple, more sustainable, and more joyful. And we're just here to get better and better and better at this, not get perfect. No such thing. I love each of you. I'm grateful. Thank you for not sharing your special sign-in with anyone else. And again, if you are enjoying these, please feel free to share the registration page with anyone so we can get our visualizers even more. I'll be back in 2 weeks at the latest for your 15-minute supplement to this. And we are at 3 months now, and I am going to be ready to start sprinkling in treats for you soon. So be on the lookout. I'm grateful for you and I love you. Namaste.